Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Last Revelation. The glorious Quran is the final revelation, the last testament, revealed by God Allah to Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. The Quran is a divine constitution sent down to regulate and govern our human life. It speaks with the perfect knowledge of the Creator about his creation. It reveals the truth and invites humankind to the way of that truth. It contains important information about human destiny. It educates and raises people to the highest spiritual, moral, intellectual, and social levels as they strive to comprehend it and apply its teachings. The Quran is an eternal miracle given to the final prophet Muhammad as proof of his prophethood. As such, it is unique and incomparable. Although revealed 14 centuries ago, it remains even today completely intact and unaltered in its original Arabic form. Allah tells us in the Quran that he has sent down his word and that he will preserve it. Surah 15, verse 9. In fact, all Quranic verses are God's words. Some of the critical and significant teachings and concepts in Islam, such as one true God, forgiveness and salvation, justice, which we'll be talking about today. One true God, which is called Tawheed in Arabic. Allah, there is no deity except him. He will surely assemble you for the day of resurrection, about which there is no doubt. And who is more truthful than Allah in statement? Surah 4, verse 87. Say, he is Allah, who is one, Allah the eternal refuge. He neither begets nor is born, nor is there to him any equivalent. Surah 112, verses 1 through 4. Indeed, the pure and crystal clear concept of the oneness of God is the essential theme of the Quran. Regarding forgiveness and salvation, say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is he who is the forgiving, the merciful. Surah 39, verse 53. When a soul repents and returns to Allah, Allah turns back to his servant with acceptance and forgiveness. Yes, Allah forgives all sins when we go back to him sincerely. Islam sees Allah as a source of peace, mercy, and forgiveness, not as a source of hate, bloodshed, violence, or terrorism. So to attain salvation and eternal life, you simply turn back to Allah, believe in Him alone, and perform good deeds. Islam commands its followers to forgive others. The Quran commends the true believers, as in Surah 3, verse 134, who pardon the people and Allah loves the doer of good. Regarding justice, Islam teaches us to be just with everyone, whether friend or foe, at all times, whether at peace or at war. It teaches us to conduct ourselves with unconditional justice and morality, free from individual whims on the idea that moral values change over time due to changing social and cultural circumstances. Indeed, Allah commands you to render trusts to whom they are due, and when you judge between people, to judge with justice. Surah 4, verse 58. As a practical manifestation of its beauty, and its eternal values of mercy and justice, Islam commands us to protect what Muslim scholars call the five necessities: religion, soul, mind, honor, money, and property. Concerning the freedom and protection of faith, the Noble Quran states, "There is no compulsion in religion." Surah 2, verse 256. Islam honors mankind and does not accept forcing anyone to embrace its faith. This is the truth, beauty, justice, kindness, and tolerance of Islam when dealing with non-Muslims. Nonetheless, there are several entities who accuse Islam and all Muslims of terrorism and claim that Islam was spread by the sword. As a matter of fact, Islam and terrorism are precise opposites. The very name Islam denotes peace and submission. The fundamentals of Islam direct its followers to maintain and promote peace throughout the world. Islam is a faith of moderation. Thus, a righteous and God-fearing Muslim can neither be a fanatic nor an extremist. There is no connection whatsoever between Islam and the violence practiced by terrorist groups in different parts of the world. In no way does it condone hijackings, hostage-taking, and the torture and killing of innocent people in order to achieve particular goals. This is referenced from the book Clear Your Doubts About Islam, Sahih International. Now ask yourself, is it really the sword of Islam that makes so many wise, objective, sincere, and open-minded men and women around the world embrace Islam nowadays? Despite the negative depictions, Western media nonetheless reports that Islam is the world's fastest growing religion. So why Islam? The beauty, sweetness, and purity of the Noble Quran are limitless. Regarding Allah and His Messenger, it is He, Allah, who sent His Messenger Muhammad with guidance and the religion of truth. Surah 48, verse 28. Regarding tranquility and paradise, O reassured soul, return to your Lord well-pleased and well-pleasing to Him, and enter among my righteous servants and enter my paradise. Surah 89, verses 27 through 30. Remembrance and rest. Indeed, the truths, benefits, and wonders of the Noble Quran have no end. The more we read it, the more discoveries we make, and each time we feel that we are reading the Quran for the very first time. There are many fascinating aspects of Quran, including the miracles of its authenticity, linguistic excellence, scientific knowledge, medical remedies, and much more. I would like to encourage you to have a look and